This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get a song and we'll play it. Send your request. Pause for tax night at Portet 583-1057. But we said the Oriole Hall of Fame luncheon is happening as we speak, and I can't be there for obvious reasons. But Adam Jones, Joe Wersolak, Tom Davis going in. Tom Davis, Calvert Hall. Long time Orioles and Baltimore broadcast legend. I mean, I like to think I know a lot about the history of the Orioles. But my stuff kind of starts from like 66 through whatever. And now current day, I forgot Jay Payton even played for the Orioles. He was there for 3 years. I'm like, he played what? Who's Corey Patterson? What's a Dave Tremblay? But Tom Davis, he's one of these brilliant, like Keith Mills, stand-up fan. There are a lot of guys. I don't want to start naming names because I'll forget people. Jim Henneman was this dude. They've forgotten more about the Orioles history. Phil Wood. Than most of us will ever know, even those of us who think we know something. But Tom Davis goes back to, I've got this book, and I got it when I was like 7 or 8 years old, or my parents bought it for me, about Roberto Clemente. And there's a picture in said book after the 71 World Series, where the Pirates win at Memorial Stadium. It's Clemente and Steve Blass hugging each other. And standing behind him is Tom Davis. This is 1971. So he's covered the team for years. He was on Channel 11, if memory serves. HTS for many years. And then, of course, Masson. So Tom Davis, when you talk about foremost Baltimore baseball historians, he's the guy. And then Joe Wersolak, who became a friend. Teammate of Cal Ripken's, part of the 88 and 89 Orioles in the starting lineup in 92, first game at Camden Yards, as he told us yesterday. You know, he was our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight for the first 4 years of the program. A couple of playoff teams, 12 and 14. Slack doing that. Led the American League in outfield assists in 1991. He was a speed burner in Pittsburgh, broke his foot, could still run, but maybe lost those wheels. And 5 years in Baltimore, was a fan favorite. And then Adam Jones, Ryan Ripken's joined us. Ripken with Ryan. Ryan, what's happening?
Hey, how are we doing? Oh, keep going. I love the history of it.
All right. My all-time favorite Oriole is Paul Blair. Mm-hmm. I'm of that age. When I played Little League, yes, I did. I could actually swing a bat and catch a ball. I used to trip run around the base, but that's another problem. I always had the wrong shoes on. Like left foot was on the right foot. It was just this crazy scenario, but I wore number 6.
Mm-hmm.
I played third base, center field, you know, primetime positions. Cause, you know,
I mean, checks out. Have you seen?
Primetime game.
Primetime player, Bob.
Yeah, we were the worst team in our league, but it is what it is. Because guys like me were playing third base and center field. But I love Paul Blair. With all due respect to Palmer, by the time your dad came up, I was a teenager. I was drinking beer at his first game when he had his first home run. But when I was a kid, everybody loved Brooks. I did.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Palmer, certainly. Singy, Bumbry. But Paul Blair was always my dude.
Mm-hmm.
And for years, he was the best all-around center fielder in Orioles history. And he still is the best defensive center fielder. Eight gold gloves kind of tells that story. But Adam Jones, now we're talking full package guy. Multiple gold gloves, multiple all-star appearances, big power bat. He had wheels. He could steal bases. To me, if we're putting together the all-time Orioles team by position, he's the all-time center fielder. Now works for the team.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no surprise that he's going into the Orioles Hall of Fame on the first ballot. And obviously, you know Jonesy there, and we'll call him Jonesy because you're friends with him, Ryan. But, I mean, this guy was a premier player. And when the Orioles, Andy McPhail, traded for him, that Seattle trade for Bedard kind of started. Tillman was part of that deal, too. Yep. That started that new wave that Buck Showalter eventually cultivated a couple years later.
You know, when you're talking about all the history of the Baltimore Orioles, and you're right, Blair, that's a name. When we go back to the I want to say it's the older generation of the history of the Baltimore Orioles, it is, right? And you mentioned guys like Brooks, even my father. Adam Jones, when he was in Baltimore, became one of the new faces of this side of history for the Orioles. And it actually was during that time where the Orioles actually became relevant again. You know, 1997, the Orioles had a very good team.
Wire to wire.
Cleveland. You know, I talked to Omar Vizquel. Did he bunt the ball or not in that playoff game?
The squeeze play?
Yeah. Right? But in all seriousness, they were right on the doorstep of going to a World Series in 97. And then after that year until 2012, didn't have a winning year. And then you talked about the moves that were made. And Adam Jones, though, in that process became a player that fans gravitated towards. And it helps then because you can gravitate towards a player, but the player, if he's really good, you even like him more. And Adam Jones started that new stage of what Baltimore baseball could be. It was a great 5-6 year run for the Baltimore Orioles in general. I think over that 5 year stretch, they won the most games in the American League. So it's always really cool to reflect. And I'm glad you talked before about Tom Davis and Joe Orsolak. This is despite all the issues that the Orioles have had over the years, because there hasn't been enough winning. There hasn't been.
Oh, hell no.
But there have been so many people that have been a part of this community to make the experience better. And that's why I love when they do the Hall of Fame, the Orioles Hall of Fame, because people can remember how great the history of the Baltimore Orioles are on and off the field.
And Baltimore's long been considered, Ryan, as you know better than anyone, because your family lineage is part of it. It's a great baseball town.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.